Hi, my name is Lucrece Lab. I'm the head of creator marketing at Amazon, and this is Untalented Podcasts by Unknown at Canva.
Please, can you explain to me what you do? But imagine I'm Ted Prod.
Of course. So I manage content creators, and we help them basically monetize their business. What does that mean? We help them create links that they can share with their audience that you can for sure spread up word of mouth.
Amazing. I'm such a sucker. All of that as well. Thank you. What's something that's helped you move faster in your career?
Being Gertrude Torres. I think like what I learned when I was younger was like, you're trying to please everyone and you're trying to be, yes, we can do this and we can do that. But the reality is, no, be true fair and be strategic points, just state your objectives as well. Meaning you would just like gain a lot of time in your life overall, but also it's true.
Yeah, I think someone said to me once that the best gift you can give someone is charity, and it's like stuck with me forever and ever.
So true, right? Because at this time we're always trying to like think about, oh yeah, maybe you want to please people or maybe you want to say no. And I think there is a real just like gain some time, like be transparent about what you want and what you're about and what your company's about. So
For sure. Money talk. What can a top earner in your industry expect to earn?
can tell you that they can quit their 9-to-5.
Nice. Bye, Joe. Thank you on a journey program.
I
It's
did the
amazing.
ever.
Amazing. And is there anything that you think brands still misunderstand about creators?
I think there are a lot of them, but overall, I think there is a misconception about reach, right? Brand think that the more visible you are, the more impact you're going to have and the more sales you're going to generate. And that's not the case at all when it comes to influencer marketing. It's actually all about your community, your content, your engagement. And so some operators have way more power in terms of influencing their audience. So I think you need to stop talking about vanity metrics like reach and really think about the connection, the content, and how well creators know their audience.
Yeah, and it's more around building that community, right? And second, having that community vote into you and what you're about and trusting you so much that they want to purchase and buy what you're buying.
And it's trust, right? That's the real. I love friends talking about authenticity. Authenticity, what does it mean, right? It means you're actually trying the product, knowing your audience, knowing what your audience is going to say about those, or like being trans. Again, we talk about clarity or transparency, being transparent with them. Trying that under like the fabric. And sometimes when you have a smaller following, it's easier to get connected as well to your followers and understand what they want.
Amazing. And how do you spot long-term creative talent versus short-term virality?
That's a big topic at the moment because I think like, short-term priority for me, it's like being on the trend, and the trend can be. I think you need to look at the voice, really the voice a bit deeper. So not just talking about our product and then that's it. It's more about like how well do they know their audience, and going to more into the connecting. We're talking about connecting, right? Look at the comments. Like, are they actually talking to their audience? Is it just comments that are saying like, "Hey, you're beautiful, you're amazing, and I love you," or is it like, "Oh my God, I love that!" And in the previous episode or YouTube video or whatever you were saying, X, is there a conversation there? Is there a tone of voice? That does not mean that you can't experiment with a lot of different contents and try on different things, but it's more about like, for me, the real creative talents are creating a universe around them. It's not just a one-off.
Nice. And could you tell us what one conscious truth about the creative economy is?
It's hard. It's very hard. I think there is still this thing about like you're a content creator. That's amazing. You don't have a job. It is a job. It is a full-time job, and you have no safety nets, right? So you have to be a producer. You have to be creative. You have to be a businessman or woman because you also need to think about how you're going to monetize all of it and burn from this. And so you have to have so many different like in a way personalities, but just skills.
Yeah.
I think it's still about like, you're a content creator. That's amazing. Yeah, so much. I know, and so much work.
Yeah, I think people see it for just the top level of how they consume and think, oh, that's so fun. I'd love to do that. And suddenly you're not thinking about you're just a one-person band, right?
Exactly. And you need to think about how you're creating your product as well, if you're recommending products. I mean, imagine how long it'll take you to do one podcast, and the team that is here as well. And like, you know, all the work that's going into that. Well, if you're promoting products, that's every day. And we're just talking about that. It's very hard. So I think like, that's the uncomfortable truth. And I think creators now are, you know, going in those communities where they're so happy to find other people as well that are working in the same industry, because you're also very lonely, can be lonely to be a content creator. You're alone, you know, wherever you're going, you might be traveling a lot, but at the end of the day, we're one person here. Some of them have teams, but, you know, originally I started out.
Yeah. And are you finding that there's more of a network now for solo content creators who are reaching out and wanting that support and that community?
I think there is a need and really, like, there is a want for something like this. We just hosted last week our Amazon Creator Summit. So we had around 250 content creators from all around Europe. And the thing for me that stood the most was the fact that in all of their comments and all of their posts, they were saying, we're so happy to find you back, guys, like from one year to another. And they're finding, you know, they're meeting their other content creators from Europe, from Italy, from UK, wherever it is. And they're very happy to have this moment where they're connecting again. And I think what I'm seeing is way more transparency as well. I think it's less about the backlash and, you know, you're doing that, I'm not going to tell you what's working for me. And I think we're very lucky as well. I'm not sure every community is like that, but we're starting to see creators that are sharing what's working with them.
Which is so epic as well. And I think it's something forgotten about, because in a normal role, you would have colleagues and you would have people doing projects with you and supporting, and as other narrative, another voice, another perspective. Whereas in that realm, you don't. So actually feeling like you're safe enough in your connections to be able to share how you're promoting work and how you're doing your job, but must feel so comforting. It is more around that safety net, right, of what we spoke about earlier.
It's exactly that. It's like, who are your support people, right? And sometimes it's not easy with an agent sometimes. And so that's why we love what we do. And I love my job. It's because it's more about, you know, for the Amazon interns or for that specifically, we're successful if greater you're successful. So there is no lie of trying to sell you something. It's more about, again, how can I help you? And I think that's very important for creators today.
Yeah, for sure. What is challenge unique to building career strategy in the EU market?
Oh, that's a topic I get a lot
in my day-to-day conversation.
The reality is, when you're managing in general marketing across Europe, you're looking at, it's completely fragmented, right? Like structurally, the way that everything works is different. And so you might do something in France that is not as well resonating at all in the UK or in another locale. And so you're dealing with different languages, you're dealing with different sense of humor and difference. And then on top of that, you need to add all the regulations that we love in Europe, enforced, so like GDPR, you know, content protection, etc. There's so many rules that goes on top of that. So from, you know, translating contents, which is, you know, I speak two languages free. I'd say 10 or 12, or, you know, like,
I never considered that.
Of course, like my team, when they handle emails, for example, for 3 years, I mean, I could read you a few of that, but like, imagine like German, etc. If you don't speak the language, you just don't. So there is a lot of things that go into the complexity, from the language to just the culture.